Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Sean T. Brown. Before we begin the show today, I would like to send out prayers to all of those who lost loved ones to this deadly virus, COVID-19. I also want to say thank you and send special prayers out to all of the frontline workers, first responders, and our average workers, the gas station attendant, the people that bag our groceries at the grocery store, the pharmacists. These people are putting their lives on the line every day and jeopardizing their families' lives to try to give us a normal life. And I'd be remiss if I did not say thank you and keep them in my prayers, and I hope that all of you will as well. On a final note before we begin the show, I want to send out prayers to the Floyd family and to all those who are hurting as a result of his unfortunate death at the hands of a police officer. But I must also remind everyone to please protest in peace. Violence only begets violence, and that gets us nowhere. And we must be cautious that we don't damage our communities in which we live. It is not those individuals' faults, so we should not take out our anger on property and other people's lives. Today, I'm very excited to have into the studio today a young man who serves as a member of the Pennsylvania Air National Guard. He's a young man running for Congress. He wants to step up and fight for his country again by serving in Congress and the people of Pennsylvania. He lives in Bethel Park, and he's a part of the Pittsburgh Project, the long list of outreach projects which he has helped to build, including International Justice Mission, Samaritan Purse, City Lights, and the Mentor Project. Luke serves as a member, like I said, of the PA National Guard. We are thankful for his service to our country, and we're also thankful that he wants to step up again and serve not only our country, but the residents of Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Luke. Great to have you on. Luke, are you in the studio? Luke, can you hear me? Luke, your mic is open if you can hear me. Okay, apparently we're having some technical difficulty. Would you please all stand by for a moment while I try to work on this? I apologize for the technical delay. I see Luke in the studio, but he's not able to respond. Please stand by. Okay, as we're experiencing technical difficulties, I reached out to Luke. He said he was in the studio. We could not hear him. So I hope that when he calls back in, this problem will be solved. Conservative Talk Radio, while we're waiting for Luke to come back in the studio, normally is on every Thursday night at 6 o'clock. But today, Luke is being deployed, so he asked me if we could do this show a little earlier. So we're doing a special show for Luke on Monday today because he's being deployed after today. Let's see if we can get Luke back into the studio. Luke, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Awesome. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
There we go.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay, I'm glad that we finally made a connection to Luke. Luke, real quickly, please briefly just explain who you are to our audience and how we got to become a candidate for Congress, and hopefully we'll have time to get into some of the issues.
Yeah. So sorry about that. You know, I think with COVID-19, the lockdowns, everybody's become used to using electronic communication, and along with that comes some technical difficulties. So I'm glad that everything worked out here. And just to correct that, I want to make sure that I'm not taking credit from anyone who's doing harder work than me. I won't be deploying. I'll be going on orders, though, with the PA Air Guard. So I won't leave the United States. I'll be on a few weeks of orders, though, with them. So I just want to always make sure that I don't claim anything that I'm not earning there. But to tell you a little bit about my history, so I have been in the Air Force for going on 4 years now. And prior to that, I studied national security political science at Grove City College, which is a great private school in Western PA. That's where I've spent the lion's share of my adult life, although I've traveled around a lot. As a child, I was in New Jersey. I've done Air Force Orders Extended in Texas and Southern California. So I've really been able to get a taste for what the American citizenry wants and needs by and large as a country, and then also specifically tied to Western PA and Pennsylvania as a representative through the Guard. So that's something that's been really cool that has inspired me to get involved here in 2020 and to do what I'm doing.
That's awesome. You know, thank you again for your service to our country. And I apologize. I automatically assume, and excuse my terminology, assume that whenever you don that uniform, whenever you don, because I'm a son of a military veteran. Whenever you don that uniform, you're deployed, no matter where you go.
Fair enough.
However, I stand corrected because you are in service, and deployment means leaving the country. So thank you for that constructive criticism.
No problem.
You know, Pennsylvania has always been a key state in national elections. What are some of the issues that you've identified besides, you know, loss of factory jobs that some have come back as a result of Donald Trump? But what are some of the major issues that face Pennsylvania? And I know it's difficult because there's a lot of things that are compounded now with COVID. But what are some of the issues that you identified in your run for Congress to try to serve and help the people of Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you know what? I'll go right to one that is very specific to Western PA because it's kind of a hotbed for this issue, but it also applies to much of the United States as a whole. And it's the need for drug and prison sentencing reform. So what we see right now is that a lot of nonviolent criminals who suffer from addiction, they are sent to prison as opposed to being sent to reform school. Now, what prison does is people who are addicted to a drug as simple as weed, right, which isn't even illegal in all states, and we could talk about whether or not that should be so, but that's neither here nor there for this topic. It's not illegal in all states. People go to prison for it. Then they come out of prison. They've been negatively influenced by their surroundings. They can't get a job because they're treated like a convict. And then they are more likely to go back to prison or back to a life of crime to be a burden, a monetary burden on the taxpayer, and we lose a productive member of society. That's a huge problem. What we can do is prioritize reform school, sending these people to addiction reform, where they are more likely to return to society with a clean record, civ life, and not go back to prison. So that's a huge thing that is needed for my demographic in many ways. Because I'm mixed ethnically, it affects ethnic minorities. Also, because I'm a young man, it affects specifically young men at a disproportionate rate. So drug and sentencing reform, prison reform, are some things that I stand directly in support of. I think we need those. And again, that's for Western PA and for the United States as a whole.
Well, just to put a footnote on your statement, which I believe and support your position on sentencing, prison reform, and also mental health and substance abuse reform coupled within the criminal justice system. I'm an extreme supporter of that. I do want to footnote, though, that Donald Trump has begun the process along with Jared Kushner of a reform with the First Step Act, releasing people from prisons that have been overly sentenced for minor offenses. So I hope that when you get to Congress, you'll be able to add amendments to that to address not only Pennsylvania, but the nation.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, sadly, you don't hear enough about that. You don't hear about those great things that the Trump presidency has done for people, specifically for young minority men like myself.
You know, look, it's a shame, just to digress for a second. It is a shame that the mainstream media is totally against Donald Trump. And even when he does something good, they make it seem like it's something bad. You know, I happen to be an African-American Republican Jew, and he, the president, has done more not only for the people of my Jewish faith, but also for minorities than any other president in our history. And I don't want to make this show about Donald Trump, but I always urge people, please don't listen to the media. Do your research for yourself, because the media, all they want to do is increase ratings to make money. But that being said, what are some of the other national issues? And I know that you're very concerned about national security. You serve in the National Guard. What are some of the other issues on the national landscape that you would like to address, and that you find a need that not only in the military service, that you would be able to aid Congress in moving the American first agenda forward?
Yeah. So there are a few here, and I'll try and fly through them just so that none of them get hammered too hard, because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot that we need today. First of all, I'll go to term limits. I think that we need congressional term limits for members of the U.S. House and members of the U.S. Senate, because our elections have evolved. So, and if we want to dive deeper into this, we can, but I'll just say for now, elections have evolved to greatly favor the incumbent and to really give ability to a status of elitism that's really dangerous today. This is a bipartisan issue, by the way. I think a lot of Republican elitists have sold out, and a lot of Democrat elitists have sold out certainly as well. So we need term limits, and we could dive in again to the historical reasons behind that. Another thing that I think we need, by and large, are representatives who understand the modern needs of our culture technologically. So social media policy is something that Donald Trump has been taking action on lately. We need people who understand social media, who understand its importance, and who thus are able and equipped to make policy about social media, because the comparison I'd give is right now we kind of have these old laws for media governing social media, and they're no longer adequate. The comparison is it's kind of like when we started having Model T cars on roadways alongside horse and buggy, alongside a guy on horseback. The old laws which regulated horse travel were not sufficient to regulate vehicular travel, so we needed to evolve our laws. Even though someone might say, well, hey, travel is travel. No, travel evolved from horses to cars. We needed new laws. Similarly, you can't say media is media. No, social media is a different beast than old print media and traditional news-based media like CNN and Fox News. So we need new representatives who understand those issues today. Two other big things that I'm really very outspoken on are being pro-life. I believe that the abortion movement is only rivaled by slavery in the evil that it represents in our country's history. And ironically, both abortion and slavery were started to target minorities. Slavery, obviously, for race-based slavery, and then abortion is black genocide. That's what it was meant to be. And lastly, illegal immigration. I think that there are people here with good hearts who want to welcome illegal immigrants into our country, but that's a mistake. It's a mistake because it would take away from our most low-income, most vulnerable individuals, and we're trying to give money to illegal immigrants who have never helped America while turning a blind eye to the homeless veterans, jobless veterans, who are in every state, every city that I've ever visited. So until we have all of those veterans taken care of, we should never even consider taking in new Americans on taxpayer dollars. First, take care of what we have here, clean up our own house. So I know there's a lot there, but those are a few of the issues that first come to mind for me.
Absolutely. Thank you for those bullet points, and they were right on point. For those that are tuning into the show right now, this is Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We are proud and blessed to have in the studio today Air Force National Guardsman Luke Edison Negron talking to us about his plans for U.S. Congress, his plans for Pennsylvania, and his plans for our country. You have hit on some very poignant points of what this country needs to be addressed. I would like to move a shift quickly. I don't know how much knowledge you have or your interest about education on the national level, but I would hope that you would consider looking at public education reform, because our children, even at the minority level, only graduating at a 96% graduation rate across the country. And another problem I've identified as being a former elected official, former two-term school board member, that teachers are teaching to the test. We're not really teaching our kids how to learn. Our curriculum in the school system today leaves out American history, American government, civic responsibility, and even reading and writing. We have people graduating who can't read and write high school. So I hope that when you get to Congress, you'll be able to look at the educational issues. Of course, I am in favor of school choice as well, but I hope that you will consider looking at the public educational system as a way to help our children be able to expand and compete globally in this dynamic global society that we live in today. What say you?
I completely agree. You know, you're speaking my language, brother, and there's a lot to say about education. One is to say that I think public schools should be allowed to exist, but they should really be something of a fallback option or a plan B option. What would be the optimal case is for a lot of thriving public schools, private schools, and homeschoolers to coexist and compete with one another to be the best. And school choice is a big part of that. So what school choice would do is it would give mainly these low-income individuals, it would give low-income individuals an ability to take those tax dollars that are already being taken away from them, to take that money back and invest it in either homeschooling, private school, online school, or back into the public school, and then they'd have a real shot at actually getting the education they want, and not just the education that Big Brother government gives to them. So that's something that I think is really important. I agree with your notes on reform. We need to focus more on American history. We need to encourage students to consider to go to things like vocational schools, to go to trade schools. Look, I went to college. Mm-hmm. College is great. I would encourage anybody to go to college if that's what they want. But it's treated as the only way to find success today, and that's a lie. It's not the only way to find success. And we need to encourage kids to have these options as opposed to going $80,000 in debt, getting indoctrinated by some of these state schools, which really need reform when we come to free speech on campus. And we need to open up the competition. So there's really a lot to say about education, but I think that kind of summarizes what my belief is on the topic.
Absolutely. Look, you're right on point. And, you know, my son graduated last year with 2 degrees, one in economics and one in finance, to prove your point. And he's working at a salesperson at Verizon. So you're absolutely correct. A college or a double college education, and I have a daughter that's going to school to become a doctor, does not guarantee you a job. It guarantees that the door may be open. I'm thankful and blessed that my kids are in college. They went to school. They're going to school. But you're right. It's not an end-all, be-all. I have a trade. I'm a landscaper by profession for over 30 or 40 years, and then I have a consulting business. But, yes, you know, education is important, but we need to let people know that the service industry, landscaping, insurance agents, whatever, like you said, automotive technology, these things, carpentry, plumbing, you know, there are very successful people who have not went to college, and these opportunities need to be expressed and afforded to our children at a much early age, so those who are intimidated by higher education know that they have something to fall back on.
That's right. And you know another... what? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, this is your show. Look ahead. I apologize.
All right, I'll make this quick. Another thing I'd add in here is that the form of education and the form of testing can also be optimized. So standardized testing is okay, but it's not the only way to test. I think we need to mix it up. We should have some standardized testing. We should also have something called portfolio assessments. So portfolio-based assessments takes your performance as a student on projects, your peer-rated performance, your teacher-rated performance, your performance in speeches, various things, And that's how you're rated as your progress in academia rather than just one yearly standardized test. So I think that that's one way to take a step forward and to encourage people who are maybe less numbers oriented but more social oriented, better public speakers but worse mathematicians, to thrive. Because we see this happening a lot. Kids think they're stupid, but they're not stupid. They're just not made to be in a certain field of study, and that's okay. And then our younger kids need to be encouraged, as some European schools have done, to spend more time doing hands-on activities, more time outside, and less time spent sitting at a desk, you know, at the age of 6 years old, being forced to do an 8 to 10 hour school day. I think that's wrong. And studies have shown that kids learn better with their hands. So that's the last part I just point out there on education.
Thank you so much. You were right on point. There is another thing I'd like to mention while we're on the topic of education. And one of the things that we have a problem with are teachers' unions, or not even teachers' unions, administrative unions. We have more money going into education in administrative salaries and contracts that go out to different vendors versus it getting to the school, the teacher, and the classroom level. Now, what's my point? My point is, it's like I live in the third largest city in New Jersey, and the first thing that the school district wants to do is lay off teachers. Now, I disagree with that. Teachers are our frontline workers to service our children. You can get rid of two administrators for $500,000, $750,000, and save four teachers. You know, the politics that is being played within our educational system and using our children as commodity, as instead of learning, we need to look at that issue critically, because, you know, I think that would also help decrease the low percentage of graduation rate and hopefully would also increase reading and writing skills. We have a few minutes left in the show, Luke. Is there anything that you want to touch upon? And I hope that when you come back from your brief deployment that you will come back on our show again, because there's a lot that we could talk about, from human trafficking, from drug trafficking, from the border wall, from the fentanyl crisis. I mean, there's a lot of issues that I'm sure you're aware of that we can address on a national level. You have about 3 minutes left in the show. Is there any other issues that you want to touch upon? And then when you're done with your brief statement, can you please share with my audience if they would like to donate to your campaign, volunteer your campaign, or reach out in support of you? Please share that information with our listeners.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess it's really the broad message of my team and of what my team and I are trying to bring to Americans here is a message of citizen leadership, of knowing your representative, and of anti-elitism. So the question I'd ask to the people of PA-18 and Western PA, but also to people across the United States, is: do you know the name of your congressional rep? And do you know what he or she is passionate about? If the answer to one or both of those questions is no, then that means that they have been failing at their job. Their job is one of the simplest things that I've ever looked at as far as occupation goes. So, you know, I've worked in the private sector. I've worked for the military. I've worked in the public sector. And of all the jobs I've done, and you mentioned landscaping, I worked in landscaping for several years. Being a member of the U.S. House is one of the simplest jobs. Here's what it is. You're supposed to know the citizenry you represent and then to vote according to how you campaign to that citizenry. It's that simple, right? And we see that most of them are failing at that job because they're elitists and they don't care about the citizens they're meant to be neighbors of. So if you guys agree with that message, and if you would like to reach out to my team and to me, please visit negron2020.com. That's N-E-G-R-O-N. 2020.com. We have Twitter linked there. We have Facebook linked there. We have Instagram linked there. You can also donate, and you can get in touch with me. There's a contact form there. You can sign up for our biweekly mailer newsletter, and we'd love to be in touch, and we're going to do amazing things. We're excited for November.
You know, Luke, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You have been an inspiration not only to myself, but to my listeners and to America. And I hope and pray that you're able to continue to do your work. I wish you a safe journey on your brief deployment. And I look forward to having you back on the show again to expand this conversation. I think you have a lot to offer, not only to Pennsylvania, but to America. And we would like to have that opportunity again for you to come on, and I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
Thank you. Let's do it again. I've really enjoyed this.
Okay, Luke, take care. God bless. For those
you
that are
well.
Tuning in, this is Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right and never left. You can follow us on Twitter at Right Talk Radio. You can also follow us on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. Also, to dovetail off of what Luke just talked about leadership, myself, Chauncey Brown, and my co-host David Winkler did a Zoom webinar yesterday on leadership engagement. And just to dovetail off of what Luke said, we have to know what our leadership's agenda is, what their motivation is, and what their interests are for leadership engagement. So Luke touched upon that. We want to thank him for doing so. You can join us every Thursday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This week we're going to have former Louisiana State Senator in the studio, Elbert Gilroy, and he's going to talk about politics in America today. He is an African-American conservative. He's an attorney. He's a writer. He's a teacher. So we look forward to having him in our show this Thursday. I thank all of you for tuning in. Please, if you'd like to donate to us, because we provide this service for free, please PayPal me at Conservative Radio Talk at PayPal me, and we would appreciate whatever small donations you're able to give us so we will be able to continue getting our message out to the American people. Before I close, I keep all of you in prayer. Please stay safe. God bless you all, and please take all the safety precautions necessary as we're going through this pandemic of COVID-19. Thank you again, and good evening. Until next time, God bless you all.